güey, qué pesa.
Yo, what is up, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the WikiCase podcast. I am the Rev Kev. Across from me, sitting at a very tall 6 foot, maybe?
6 feet? Close to it.
Close to it.
5'11".
5'11 and a half.
Yeah. But we'll go with 6 feet, though. Sounds a lot more studly.
Cool Kyle.
Cool Kyle.
With some type of army haircut going on there. I don't know. What do you got going on there? Short on the sides, tall on top.
Yeah. You know, I like to style my hair on top, but I can't stand it when it poofs out on the sides. So,
I feel that. I need a haircut anyway. So,
yeah.
So, this week's episode was going to have a special guest. Steph was going to be on the show. We were going to try to play Cards Against Humanity via, you know, the interwebs and phones and stuff, but. We called and texted and tried to get a hold of Steph, and she is MIA right now at the moment. So we got to go to plan B because Kyle's got stuff to do and I got stuff to do. So hopefully maybe next week or the week after we'll be able to get Steph on, and maybe by then Kyle will have the board games that we can play that'll make it a little bit easier to do.
Maybe.
If you don't get a chance to get to where you need to get to your parents' house, I'm a little bit closer than you are.
Yeah.
Being where I'm at, so I can just text your mom and be like, hey, can I stop by and get some board games or just have them ready and I'll pick them up?
Oh, I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
I know. Plus, I need to see the dogs and stuff. I haven't seen the dogs in forever there.
That is true, yeah.
They're going to be like, who are you?
I know I'm going over sometime later this week or on the weekend, so I'll pick them up. I should be able to.
But the brain of a goldfish.
Yeah, that is true. But I will say, now that I know that I got to get them, I won't forget.
Okay.
At least I shouldn't. We'll see.
If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. It's fine.
Yeah. Then you can go and pick them up.
Blank slate and zero. Just remember that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to try to do an educational episode of the WikiCase podcast. But first, grab the clipboard there.
The clipboard.
There. We're gonna throw people a curveball today, and we're going to get this stuff out of the way now.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like you shouldn't be subjected as a listener to having to wait 50 minutes for us to finally tell you where you can find our stuff.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we're the WikiCase podcast. We stream on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or YouTube Podcasts, whatever it's called now.
Yeah.
TuneIn.
Deezer.
And wherever you can get all major podcasts, as well as YouTube, audio only, but we're kind of in the works of that. Although, I do see behind me that Kyle's got an N64 and Super Nintendo. So maybe down the road, there could be some Wicked K's gaming of us playing, you know, Smash Brothers and all kinds of. And I have a bunch of Super Nintendo games too. And
yeah, I will say it's been a hot minute since I've turned those on. So I don't know if they work.
Work. That's the fun thing about things that are really old. They somehow still work.
I'm sure they do.
I still have my Super Nintendo. My issue is, and I know mine works, it's just a matter of getting the video for it.
Oh, yeah. So, and that's the thing. I got to find the cables for mine, too. Yeah.
If you want to call in on this wacky, crazy show and, you know, talk to us or maybe even be on the show, send us a comment, whatever you want to do. 774-764-9074. You can email us at thewikiks@gmail.com. You can go to our website and find any of our episodes at thewikiks.com. Socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, at thewikiks. I know we don't post as much as we should. It's a sort of a late resolution that we're going to try to work on.
Yeah.
And I know in the past we've talked about Steph being the social media manager about that or trying to help out with it. And, I guess we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And there you go. Patreon.com/WikiKS. $2 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee, people. Coffee's like $5 now if you go to Starbucks or if you go to Dunkin'. So
it's freaking expensive.
There's a lot of good content on there. There's some Big E content on there. There's Red Sox content on there. Kyle can throw on some Billy Joel content. There is Bruins content that's on there.
Yeah. So, basically, you just get a peek into our lives.
And what content we'll have once I go to Tennessee and you're able to come down and visit. And the livelihood of Nashville. Oh, man.
Oh, that's going to be
Kyle's going to be in country music heaven.
I love country music.
And they've got plenty of it down there in Tennessee, as you know.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be plenty of country.
So, you know, enjoy the following educational podcast.
Yeah.
So we're going to do, Kyle's going to give me a state capitals quiz because, you know, as a American, feel like you should know your 50 state capitals.
I'm going to lie, I probably don't know half of them.
Oh, I know all of them. The question is, will I get them all on the first try? I'm going to try. And I'm going to read off, so I was talking about this in my church group the other day, name animal group names. So, obviously, you know, people will know some of them. I'm going to see if Kyle knows, if he can guess some of the animal group names. So, do you want to do animal names first and get yours out of the way, or do you want to do state capitals and get mine out of the way?
We'll do state capitals first.
Okay.
Do you want me to go down the list and just read each one, and then you give me the state capital?
Yeah.
All right. So, we'll start with Alabama.
Montgomery.
Correct.
Okay.
Alaska.
Chunu.
Correct.
Alaska.
Arizona.
Phoenix.
Correct. Arkansas.
Little Rock.
Correct. California.
Sacramento.
Correct. Colorado.
Denver.
Correct. Connecticut.
Hartford.
Hartford. Correct. Delaware.
Dover.
Correct.
One question, though.
Yes.
Anybody who doesn't know too much about Delaware, could you name a city other than Dover in Delaware? I can, because my ex-wife's parents used to live there, and now her sister lives there. But could you name me another city in Delaware other than Dover?
I'm going to be honest with you. I could not.
The only other one that I know is Wilmington. And that's it. Those are the only two I know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it's not even one of the smallest states, I don't think, right? Like, I think Rhode Island is
Rhode Island's the smallest state. But Delaware has the distinction of being the first state.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's sadly a very forgettable state.
It's got NASCAR. It's close to Philadelphia in some parts.
Yeah.
That's what it's got going for it.
Yeah.
That's why the Wayne's World bit is magically whisked away to Delaware. Hi. I'm in Delaware.
I mean, it's true.
Which I definitely did to Amanda when I was in Delaware. And I was like, Amanda, I took a picture. I was like, hi, I'm in Delaware. Really wasn't much for me to see. I had to go out of Delaware to go to Philadelphia to kind of have some fun and atmospheric adventure. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I respect it. Florida.
Tallahassee.
Okay. Georgia.
Atlanta.
That's correct. Hawaii.
I'm trying to go 100% here, so I'm really trying not to mess up.
Yeah.
Honolulu.
That is correct. Idaho.
Boise.
Correct. Illinois.
Springfield.
Correct. Indiana.
Indianapolis.
Correct. Iowa.
Des Moines.
Correct. Kansas.
Topeka.
Correct. Kentucky.
Frankfort.
Correct. Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
Correct. Maine.
Augusta.
Correct. Maryland.
Annapolis.
Correct. Massachusetts.
Boston.
Correct. Michigan.
Lansing.
Correct. Minnesota.
St. Paul.
That is correct.
Okay, shit.
That one threw you for a curve, huh?
A little bit.
Mississippi.
Jackson.
That's correct. Missouri.
Ooh.
This is the one that would throw me off.
Jefferson City.
That's correct. Montana.
Billings. Helena, sorry. Sorry, Helena, sorry. I was testing you.
You were testing me, the guy with the phone in front of him. Got it.
Sorry, Helena, sorry.
All right. Nebraska.
Lincoln.
Correct. Nevada.
Carson City.
Correct. New Hampshire.
Concord.
That's correct. New Jersey.
Trenton.
That's correct. New Mexico.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Santa Fe.
New York.
Albany.
That is correct. North Carolina.
Oh, no. Hold on. Uh-oh. Hold on. Oh, no.
It's very popular.
No, like, I know it is. And I'm trying to... Is it Charlotte?
No.
It's not Charlotte. Oh, no. No.
Uh-oh.
No.
Might find one that stumped them.
Well, I already slipped up on the fucking Montana one, so...
But we gave you that one because you got it almost immediately.
Oh, no. No. Why do I not know North Carolina right now? Oh, my God. I am so blanking on North Carolina right now.
I will allow you to ask for a hint if you need a hint. I can give you the first letter if need be.
I'm so mad right now. I thought I was going to fly through this, and I'm so angry with myself. Greensboro?
Nope.
Oh, fuck.
And you're going to hear it. You're going to be like, oh, that sounds like a popular town in North Carolina.
I know. I'm thinking, hold on. I'm going to give myself one more guess, and then it'll be three strikes, and you're out.
Okay.
So I already said Charlotte, and I already said Greensboro.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I missing in North Carolina? Raleigh.
That is correct.
Oh, thank God. Jesus All right. Christ, you fucking Carolina Hurricane fans. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Hey, you know what? At least you got it after a little bit of struggle.
Fucking Raleigh.
North Dakota.
Bismarck.
That is correct. Ohio?
Fuck Ohio, too. Fucking Buckeyes. Fuck them. You said Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Are you struggling on that one, though?
I'm shit-talking Ohio, and I don't remember your stupid state capital. Columbus.
That is correct. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Very original.
Oregon.
Salem.
Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg.
That is correct. Rhode Island.
Providence.
Correct. South Carolina.
Columbia.
That's correct. South Dakota.
Pierre.
That's correct. Nashville. Tennessee. Fuck. I read the wrong one.
I would have known it anyway.
Yeah, that one's a easy one.
Freebie.
Texas.
Austin.
That's correct. Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Vermont.
Montpelier.
Virginia.
Richmond.
Correct. Washington.
Olympia.
Correct. West Virginia.
Charleston.
That's correct. Wisconsin.
Madison.
Correct. Wyoming.
Cheyenne.
That is correct.
Fucking North Carolina. Fuck you. Oh, it's basically 48 out of 50. Still a great score.
No, that's good. I wouldn't have gotten half of them.
But I'm mad as fuck about that. Oh, Raleigh. Oh, my God.
Geography is probably one of my worst subjects. Well, that and probably, like, history.
Well, the fun thing about the state capitals is, like, there are some states in there that, like, Illinois. Like, you would think the first one would be for Illinois would be Chicago, and it's not. It's Springfield. And then the biggest one, I would say, is Nevada. Because what do you the two cities you think of in Nevada are Las Vegas and Reno. Because Reno is considered the biggest little city in the world.
Yeah.
And it's neither one of those. It's fucking Carson City.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, with all this the big cities in California, and the one you need to find is Sacramento.
Yeah.
Because you got San Jose, you've got Los Angeles, you've got San Francisco, San Diego, and it's none of those. So
yeah. And that's the thing. Like, it throws you off.
Same with Florida. I mean, you got a bunch of big Orlando, Tampa, West Palm, like all these big cities in Florida, and it's freaking Tallahassee.
Yeah.
And then some are blatantly obvious, like Massachusetts and Providence, in Rhode Island, who are Providence and Boston, so.
Yeah. I mean, I also find the easier ones to remember are the ones around here in New England. Once I start getting out, I don't really remember much.
I feel like as long as you know your basic region, you're okay.
Yeah, yeah. So.
All right, well, that didn't kill.
It killed about 15 minutes.
Well, we were looking for a half-hour episode, so we're right on point.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to animal group names, and I'm not going to read all of these off because some of them I just either won't be able to pronounce or I don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in order alphabetically, and if you can guess some of them, great, and if you can't, you're going to learn something today.
All right, what am I guessing again?
So I'm going to give you the animal, and you got to tell me like what the group name for that specific animal would be.
Its group name? Like, oh, like if you give me a lizard, I go amphibian?
No, not that. No. I mean, so for instance, if I said ant, what would you call a group of ants?
Oh, a group of, okay, so that would be a swarm?
No. I'll give you this. So there's a swarm of bees.
Swarm of bees,
so there's a bunch of bees, it's a swarm. If it's a group of ants, it's either a colony.
Colony, that's the word I was
looking for. Or an army of ants.
Oh, okay. All right. So, all right, I got the gist of it now. Okay. All right.
Antelope.
Okay, so a group of antelope.
Some of these animals, by the way, have the same meaning, so, or the same word, so.
Okay.
I won't give you too long to think about it. If you're not sure, just.
I mean, I guess if I had to guess, it would be a horde or a.
Close to herd.
Herd.
Herd of antelope.
Yeah.
How about apes?
Group of apes. I guess you would call them maybe like a pack?
No. A shrewdness? A shrewdness of apes.
That is interesting. I've never heard that before.
Baboons.
That's an interesting one. I guess maybe a... I don't know. That one's stumping me.
It's a troop.
A troop. Okay.
A troop of baboons.
That's unique.
I'm going to skip some of these animals
because
I don't want to sound ignorant trying to pronounce words.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
Bats.
I want to say flock, but I don't think that's usually birds.
Yep. So bats is one of three. You can either call them a colony of bats, a cloud of bats, or I think the best one, a cauldron of bats.
Oh, a cauldron of bats. Yes. That's nice.
Yeah. Where are you? I'm in this cave full of a cauldron of bats.
Okay. Talk about freaking Halloween themed, you know?
Mm-hmm. How about bears?
A family of bears?
A sloth or sleuth of bears.
A sleuth? Oh,
and man. Then how about bear cubs? If there's a bunch of bear cubs, what are they called? You okay there? Well, the answer was it's a litter of cubs.
Okay. A litter of cubs. Okay. Yeah.
How about beavers?
Leave it to beaver. That's a tough one. A group of beavers?
Colony of beavers. You already got a swarm of bees.
Yeah.
It's because you love bees so much.
I know.
How about a boar?
Jesus God. A boar. I don't know. A roly-poly.
A sounder.
A sounder?
A sounder of boar.
I have a feeling I'm not going to get a lot of these.
Buffalo.
Is that a herd?
A gang of buffalo.
A gang? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Camels.
That, I feel, would be a troop.
It's a caravan.
Caravan.
Caravan of camels. How about a caterpillar?
An infestation.
An army.
An army
of caterpillars that will turn into beautiful butterflies.
Oh, jeez.
Cats.
Cats.
Mm-hmm.
What is a group of...
There's like five different words you can use. Of course there are, because cats are so goddamn complicated.
I know, and it's funny, I don't know any of them. I just see a bunch of cats, and I go, hey, those are cats. A gang?
I told you were going to learn something. No. So we've got, ready for these? I'm sure you've heard of some of these. So for cats, you've got a clouder of cats.
No, never
heard of
that.
That's the main one. Glaring.
Nope.
Pounce.
Nope.
Nuisance.
That, yeah.
Or clutter. Clutter of cats.
Oh, clutter. Okay.
Kittens are considered either a litter or a kindle.
Litter, yeah.
And how about wild cats? This is good. I like this one. You're not going to get this.
Yeah, probably not.
So a group of wild cats is considered a destruction.
Ah, okay.
A destruction of wild cats.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, because if you come across a group of wild cats, you're going to get fucking destroyed. cattle.
That's a herd, right?
A herd or drove of cattle.
Okay.
Cheetahs. And no, I'm not talking about the Patriots.
Okay, I
cheetahs.
Got it. It took a minute to click.
Cheetahs. You were like, cheetahs.
Yeah. I was so focused on trying to figure out what the name would be, but I can't think of anything.
You're
right
not going to get it.
No, go ahead.
It's a coalition. A coalition of cheetahs.
It sounds very strong.
Fastest land animal. So.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like...
A coalition of animals going 70 miles an hour chasing after you? You are...
Yeah, exactly.
Chickens.
That's a, I thought I know this, but now I'm like blanking. I want to say flock, but I don't think it's flock.
It's a brood of chickens or peep of chickens.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
And then chicks are a clutch or chattering.
Clutch?
A clutch of chickens.
Clutch, okay.
A clutch of chicks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Clams. There's a group of clams. They are considered
clams.
A bed of clams.
A bed. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Cobras.
Ooh. Cobras.
This is actually pretty good.
Oh.
It's not going to be which. It's going to be so random, but this one's actually really good.
All right, just go ahead and give it to me. I can't think of it.
If you come across a group of cobras, you're coming across a quiver of cobras.
A quiver?
Quiver of cobras.
You definitely don't want to come across a quiver of
cobras. I told you, it's fun.
Quiver of cobras.
Mm-hmm. How about colts?
Stampede?
A rag. Okay. Rag of colts. Cows.
Herd?
Drove, herd, or fold. 12 or more cows are a flink.
A flink?
Flink.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Coyotes. Seriously?
I don't know if the mic picked that up.
Yeah, it did. I heard it.
Oh, wow.
I heard it.
That's going to be amazing. I got to go back and listen to that. Sorry. What was the...
Coyotes.
Is that a pack?
It's a band.
Oh, a band. Okay.
Band of coyotes. Crocodiles.
Crocodiles. Is that a swamp?
It's a float or basque of crocodiles.
Makes sense.
Crows.
Crows, I know, because that one is very interesting. That one is a murder.
Nicely done. A murder of crows. Yeah, buddy.
And somebody said that to me one time, and I'm like, it's called a murder?
Yeah.
And then it's just fitting.
Mm-hmm. Deer. Don't overthink it. It's a lot easier than you think it is.
A herd?
It's a herd of deer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dogs.
A pack?
A pack of dogs. Yeah. Or cowardice.
A cowardice?
Mm-hmm. And then puppies is a litter of puppies.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Ooh. I don't know. I can't think of...
A pod of dolphins.
A pot?
A pod.
Oh, pod.
A pod of dolphins.
That's interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Donkeys.
Donkeys. I mean, do you ever see more than one donkey?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway?
Well, I mean, if you're on the Grand Canyon Trail and you're trying to go up the canyon, you'd have a bunch of donkeys.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I guess you would call them a group of asses?
A drove.
A drove, oh, okay.
Right. I know you're trying to be clever with that.
Yeah.
Ducks.
Is that a flock?
It's a brace, paddling, or team of ducks.
Ah. One of these days, I'm going to get that freaking right. I've said flock for like each avian animal, and it's like, nope.
Eagles.
Flock?
A convocation.
Convocation.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Elephants.
Is that a caravan?
It's a flock of elephants. No, I'm just kidding. No,
I was about to be like, motherfucker.
No, it's... Is that a sexual term?
Yeah, is that
callback? No, elephants is either a herd or probably more prominent a parade of elephants.
Ooh, parade.
Because of how, you know.
Yeah.
Elk, I'll skip through some of these because I know we're short on time. Elk is a gang or herd.
Yeah.
Emus is a mob of emus.
Oh, mob.
Falcons.
Is that a flock?
It's a cast of falcons.
Fuck.
A business of ferrets.
What?
A business of ferrets.
A group of ferrets is called a business.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that because I love ferrets and I want one someday.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Finches are a charm of finches.
A charm? Again, not a flock.
Nope.
Fuck.
Flamingos.
Is that a flock?
It's either a stand or flamboyance of flamingos.
A flamboyance. I love that one.
Yep.
For flamingos.
Fish is a school, shoal, run, haul, or catch a fish.
Yeah.
Flies are either a swarm, hatch, or business as well.
Yeah.
Foxes are either a skulk or a leash of foxes. Frogs are neither an army or a colony.
Okay.
Jesus. Geese.
That's a flock.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's either a gaggle or flock. A skine while in flight.
Oh. Okay.
Giraffes.
I feel like that would be a herd, too.
A tower of giraffes.
Oh.
Because of how tall they are.
That's cool. I like that.
Gnats.
That would be a swarm.
It's a cloud or a horde. Somewhere.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be a swarm.
Goats.
I feel like that would be a pack.
A herd, tribe, or trip of goats.
Oh, okay.
Band of gorillas, cloud of grasshoppers, a cast or kettle of hawks.
Interesting.
A bloat or thunder of hippopotami.
I like the bloat. That's funny.
A drift or parcel of hogs, a team or harass of horses.
Yeah.
Or Harris, however you want to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever the correct way is, I guess. A pack, mute, or cry of hounds.
A mute? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. A cackle of hyenas, which makes sense.
Yeah.
A shadow of jaguars.
Ooh, that sounds dominant.
A smack or brood of jellyfish. A troop or mob of kangaroos.
Oh.
A conspiracy of lemurs. Yep. A leap of leopards.
Okay.
Lice. A flock.
Are you serious?
A flock.
Lice are considered a flock.
A flock.
You know, motherfucker.
Pride of lions.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Okay. A tiding or tittering of magpies.
Oh.
A sword of mallards, an aggregation of manatees, a steam of minnows, a labor of moles. How about monkeys?
I don't know.
A barrel.
I wondered why they always said a barrel of monkeys.
A barrel, cartload, or troop of monkeys. Yep.
Okay.
A family, romp, or raft of otters, a parliament of owls, a team or yoke of oxen. How about parrots? And this makes sense. And no, it's not a flock.
A speak?
It is a pandemonium or company of parrots.
Oh.
Because a pandemonium, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of birds talking at once. That's pandemonium.
That's pandemonium, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A muster or ostentation of peacocks.
Ostentation. That's a unique one.
How about penguins?
Oh, a wattle?
Colony.
Colony. Oh, okay.
A nest, nide, or bouquet of pheasants. I feel like a bouquet of would make more sense for peacocks.
Yeah.
Pigeons.
Flock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A flock or flights of pigeons.
At least it's not lice.
No, it's not. So pigs is either a drift or a drove for younger pigs or a sounder. And then a litter or team are considered older pigs. String of ponies.
String of ponies, okay.
A prickle of porcupines.
That's cool. I like that one.
A gaze of raccoons.
A gaze of raccoons.
A colony pack, swarm, or mischief of rats.
Oh.
A Roomba of rattlesnakes.
Roomba of rattlesnakes, okay.
A colony or warren of rabbits.
Yeah, yeah.
A crash of rhinoceroses.
A crash, I like that one.
How about ravens?
Is that one a murder too?
No.
I don't know.
An unkindness.
An unkindness.
Could you imagine just being like, so I ran into a cauldron of bats, and then once I got out of the bat cave, I was able to, you know, make my way down. Then I came across an unkindness of ravens, and that was really terrible. And just when I thought that my life couldn't get any worse, here I am turning around into a fucking murder of crows. And I said to myself, I'm going to die. And just when I thought that I wasn't going to die and I escaped all possible, you know, problems, here comes a quiver of cobras and a Roomba of rattlesnakes. And I said, well, fuck me, I'm dead.
Oh, my God.
A shiver of sharks.
Shiver of sharks.
How about sheep?
Herd.
A flock.
Oh, that's right, flock.
A drove or flock of sheep. A stench of skunks. That makes sense.
Stench of stuff.
So a group of snakes is either a nest or a knot.
Nest or knot. Okay.
A host of sparrows, a dray or scurry of squirrels. About stingrays.
Stingrays. I feel like I know this one, but I can't remember it.
It's a fever.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Fever of sting. A mustering of storks.
A mustering.
Mm-hmm. How about tigers?
I can't think of that one.
An ambush or a streak of tigers.
Oh, okay. All right. That fits.
A knot or nab of toads. A gang, posse, or rafter of turkeys. A pledge of wasps.
I'm sorry. I'm just going back to the whole
gang of turkeys.
Turkeys. And I'm picturing like bandanas. Little knives in their hands.
You're in the wrong part of town. Yeah, that would be good. Colony, gang, or pack of weasels. A pod, school, or gam of?
Fish?
Whales.
Oh, whales. Okay, I knew it was an aquatic animal.
A venue of vultures.
A venue of vultures. Whoever was, like, naming these, like, I noticed like half of them like rhyme. Venue of vultures.
Or it's alliteration with the double letters.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bale or nest of turtles. A zeal of zebras.
Zeal of zebras. I like that.
A descent of woodpeckers. A wisdom of wombats. And a pack or root or route of. Pack of. Wolves.
Wolves, yes. Yep. That makes sense seeing as how you were on the W's.
It did. So
that was fun.
This concludes today's educational portion of the Wicked Case podcast, which can be done more with the support of listeners like you.
Exactly. So and you got all of our information in the beginning of the show, so.
Yeah, we did. So for next week, maybe we'll try to get Steph on the show. I'm sure she's going to call and be like, oh my gosh, I was busy and I completely forgot. I apologize. And I'd be like, it's fine. You're just now banned from the show. No, I'm just kidding. No, you can totally be on the show. It's cool.
Yeah.
I know shit comes up. Maybe you just had a brain fart and weren't remembering or something came up. It's cool. It's fine.
Yeah.
I want to get in touch with the people from Acid Wash Memories / Our Vantage Point. And I'm going to see if I can kind of borrow one of their ideas because I don't want to take full credit for it, obviously, because they've been doing this thing on the Retro Wrestling podcast that I listened to, our Vantage Point. Good listen to them. It's good stuff. And Acid Wash Memories as well. They did a Mount Rushmore. So on the wrestling one, they do a Mount Rushmore and a Death Valley. So Mount Rushmore is the best of the best, and Death Valley is you send it down to like the desert of Death Valley. It's the worst of the worst.
Worst of the worst, yeah. That makes sense.
So like they've done like the best pay-per-view names and the worst pay-per-view names. The one I was listening to today on the way here, best strongmen, worst strongmen. Mm. And I figured, I'm sure they won't mind if we use it, especially if I give them credit, which I obviously will give them full credit for it because they're the ones that I got the inspiration from. But I think that would be fun for the two of us to try to come up with, like, don't tell, like, you'll have, like, an idea. So if you had, like best, I'm trying to think of a random one that you could use. Like, they did one for, like, best Intercontinental Champion. And you have to go through, like, the history of, like, the WWF and be like, where's the cutoff point for where we're going to start this at? And decide, like, who you think was the best and the worst of champion. Because in that way, it's a good debate. And it doesn't, I mean, it takes a little bit of thinking because you have to think about names. You could obviously just look up who won titles and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't necessarily have to keep it to wrestling because they also did on the Acid Wash Memories, they've done a potato chip one where they did, like, the best potato chips. It wasn't, like, a best and worst. They just did, like, a best, like, top four of potato chips.
Yeah.
And then the one that they just did, which was, a like, one of their, like, first three episodes is, like, a start before they even made the show itself, the podcast itself, was they did three sets. So they did 80s TV theme songs from sitcoms, the best 90s TV theme songs from sitcoms, and then the four winners from each one of those were put into an ultimate bracket, and then you had to figure out, like, what the best TV sitcoms from the 80s and 90s were.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing with that is that I know they put a lot of work into it because they had some of the theme songs, like, in the background.
Yeah.
So or they played them so you could hear them to get kind of a better idea. Mm-hmm. But I figured we could do something like that, maybe with, like, and we don't necessarily need to put the theme songs in, but you could put something in along the lines of, we could do Nickelodeon and stuff. Like, yeah. Figure out, like, what we think the four best Nickelodeon theme songs from, like, the 90s were, or what the worst ones were, or whatever. Maybe not, I don't know. We don't have to do worst. I mean, we can just do best, but...
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things you're going to be like, oh, well, this theme song's better than this one. And I'd be like, well, why do you think this one's better than this one? This one kind of has a 90s vibe to it. It sounds better.
Yeah, and I mean, that part of that is technically our theme is, like, you know, yeah, like, we are the Wicked K's, but in the same sense, we also grew up in the 80s and 90s. Well, 90s mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but, like, we had an era before us where most of our parents, you know, mm-hmm. they did stuff in the 80s. So, I mean, doing stuff like that, I think, would be right in our wheelhouse.
Right. And again, I'm going to jump out. I'm going to jump out and give them a shout out and stuff. And I don't think they'll have a problem with it because I've talked to the main guy that does it, Joe Murata, and he's been pretty nice about, you know, I've told him, like, I was like, hey, I listened to one of your episodes in, like, 2017. He's like, I'll be completely honest with you. I don't remember what we talked about back in 2017. It was a long time ago, but by all means, feel free to, you know, comment on it.
Well, honestly, in the same sense, like, I couldn't tell you what we talked about in all of our shows last year either, so.
I looked up some of our shows, and I was like, I was looking up yesterday because I was trying to find what Blank Slate was.
Yeah.
And I was like, we did an episode on that? Like, there was there was something we did an episode on, and I completely forgot what it was. I'm going to see if I can find it quickly. Hold on.
Okay.
I know we're running this long.
That's
all right. Do you have any other news that you want to share with the nation out there?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Just been working, doing my thing.
I completely forgot my mom was on an episode. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't.
Way back at episode 58, I completely forgot my mom was on.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going through.
I remember that. And you love your mom.
Oh my
God. She was tearing you apart, though. I remember.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We did her this or that game.
Yeah.
We've done fantasy drafts, quizzes, new phone, seen it, zero, Canadian slang, Jeopardy, all kinds of stuff. But yeah, I was like, my mom was on an episode way back at episode like 54. I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that. So
I remember we also had Eddie on an episode too.
Eddie's been on two. Eddie was on the music one, and Eddie was on the WrestleMania one that I did with you.
Yes, that's right.
Eddie's been on a couple. Steph's been on a handful.
Yeah.
We need to get the legend on.
You know, I almost like want to call him on the phone and say, because sitting down with him, I think, is tough, and especially now that my podcasting stuff is here, I think we need to get him on the actual phone.
Yeah.
You know, maybe maybe in a couple weeks or whatever, I'll be
like, talk to your dad about it, or I can shoot him a text and be like, hey, we want to get you on an episode, and just have him sit in his car for like a half hour. It's all we need you for, is just sit in your car for a half hour so the dogs don't bother you. You don't lose, you know. All of a sudden, I'll be like, do you know what this 70 slang is? And you'll be like, Jerry, legend.
Or it'll be like, you'll hear seven dogs going off and barking and going nuts. Hey, Kirby, knock it off. Kirby, shut up.
Well, no, but if he's in the car, he won't.
But he won't hear that. I'm saying, like, if he was in the house.
Right. So we'll figure it out. We're going to try to get him on.
I think we should honestly try to call more people on the phone. Like,
we should try.
Change it up a little bit and talk to people. Even if we got to reach out on the phone and can't get him here, we'll call people.
No, that's fine.
You know?
So thanks for listening to us. Hope you learned something today. If you didn't know your state capitals, now you do. And if you did know your state capitals but didn't know what a group of zebra is, now you know that it's a zeal of zebra.
Zeal. Love it.
Yeah.
I still love the ferrets.
A business of ferrets.
A business of ferrets.
So now, oh, look. Now you can impress Vicky, chef, when you go to like Petco and you see all the little ferrets running around. You go, Vicky, look, it's a business of ferrets. And she'll be like, what? That's what it is. It's a business of more than one. There's three or four ferrets. It's a business of ferrets.
It's a business of ferrets.
It's a business of ferrets.
I went to Petco the other day to get Sadie a new tag, and I saw all the ferrets playing around. I'm like, fucking cute. I
business
love
of ferrets.
You are business
not
of
not ferrets. My business affairs. It's a business of ferrets.
Business of ferrets.
I'm trying to get my business ferrets in order. What, your business ferrets? No, my business ferrets in order.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Wacky. Thanks for listening. We're going to go. Peace and love, y'all.
Let's get wicked.
I can't reach the thing.
Wicked pisser.